Today's daf is daf kuf yud. We were on the bottom of kuf tes on the bays, page 109b. Talking about all these different groups that don't have a portion to the world to come. We saw that the spies don't have a portion in the world to come.
Bilam is one of them, right, Rabbi?
Bilam doesn't have a portion in the world to come.
How about his donkey, his wife?
Actually, we were at the top of Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. The last thing we saw was that in the Korach's group, there was a co-conspirator by the name of Ohn ben Peles, who ends up only being mentioned in the beginning, but he's never mentioned further. So the Gemara says that Ohn ben Peles actually got out of the group, and that was because his wife was a very righteous woman. That's right, his wife got him out. And how did she get him out? That's what we saw at the end yesterday. She said to him, listen, whatever happens, you're not going to be the leader. You're upset now that Moshe's the leader, but if this revolt succeeds, so Korach's the leader, so you're also not the leader. So he said, well, what can I do? So she said, well, you know, this is a group that considers themselves very holy. They say, Kol Eidah Kulam Kedoshim. This is a group that's all holy. So a holy person knows that he can't look at a woman whose hair is uncovered. So I'll do that. She went and she sat in front of the tent with her hair uncovered. So all of Korach's group avoided her. So they didn't come to get Ohn ben Peles. Meanwhile, she got him drunk. And he slept through the whole thing. So that's what the Gemara says.
Is Korach one of those not coming back that way?
Well, that's the argument. That's the argument.
The followers also or just Korach?
Both, right?
The
Brisa says, Rabbi Akiva says that they're lost and they're all not coming back, 250. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says that they will come back. That's the argument. So the Gemara says here, starting on Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, the Sitrata Lamazia, she undid her hair. So called Asa Chazia. So anyone who saw her, Hadar, retreated. So all of Korach's group that came to gather to bring their co-conspirator, Ohn ben Peles, they kept pulling away because they saw that Ohn ben Peles' wife was undressed. They didn't want to look at something undressed. So as it all went on, they all got swallowed, and meanwhile, Ohn ben Peles slept through the whole thing. So the Gemara now says, you know, there's a big difference between the wife of Ohn ben Peles, she saves him, and the wife of Korach, who was really the source of the whole problem. Itzi the Korach, the wife of Korach, Amrale, she said to him, Chazi mai kavin Moshe. Look at what Moshe's doing. She was the one who stirred up the fight. She said to him, look at what Moshe's doing. Iava Malka, he's the king, he's made himself king. Lachua Shavya Kahana Rabba, so he makes his brother the high priest. And Livnei Achua, to the children of his brother, Shavinu Skani to Kahani. So he made them the assistants to the high priest. He asked your Truma, if somebody wants to bring a donation, the Truma, the first gift to the priest, I'm going to have you the coin. He says, give it to the coin. He asked Maisa de Shaklitu Atun, and even when somebody comes with Maisa, with the 10% that's supposed to go to you people, to the Levim, Amar Moshe is a nepotist. He says, "Avuchad me'esu l'kohen, give 1/10 of that 10% to the Kohanim." That's what she was arguing, that that Moshe is shortchanging the Levium for the sake of himself and his siblings, his brother. Oh, and not only that, the guy is Leila Mazaychu. He's humiliating you because he takes off all of your hair. The Levium to become consecrated had to have all their hair removed. And he shakes you kikufta, like a as if you were dirt. So Eina Yav B'mazaychu, what's going on? He's jealous of the fact that you guys have hair. So because he's jealous that you have hair, he's telling you all to take off your hair. Amar Lasa Korach tried to defend Moshe. He said, "You namaka avid," but Moshe does the same thing to himself because Moshe is also a Levi. He also had to take off all of his hair. So she says back, "Amrelay." She said, "No, really, it's Moshe being, you know, ill intentioned towards you people, and keeping the kulu And since everybody else is losing their hair, so Kevin the Kula Rebusa Didei, and that's all feeding his own ego, that all of the glory is his. So Amar Yu Nami Tomas Nafshim Plishtim. So that's like Shimshon, at the end of Shimshon's life, he says to God, give me the strength that I should die with the Philistines, because I'm going to tear down this stadium, and I'm going to die with all of them. So to be able to kill all of them, I'm willing to die with them. So that's Moshe also. He doesn't want you guys to have hair, because he wants to be the one who has everything. He's the king, his brother's the high priest. So he says, okay, I'll die with you, I'll lose my hair too. But it's all, you know, ill-intentioned.
Is that what it means, that Moshe was, bald like me? Is that what
all the Levium were bald, because they had to cut off all their hair to become Levium. Parshas Baaloscha.
I'm looking at the movie, Charlton Heston, looking at Moshe looking like that, Rabbi. But
he didn't learn Daf Yomi, unfortunately.
That's not the only inaccuracy.
But, and furthermore, the Karma Luchu, he's telling you, Avditu Trelta, he's telling you to make Trelas, a string, die with the sky blue wool, one of the strings of the tzitzis. Yisak, the Trelta Chashiva Mitzvah. If he thinks, if you think that the blue dye is a mitzvah, so apiklimi the tchilta. Why don't you take out a garment of blue dye? Because in lekula mitziftach, Korach was not just a very wealthy man; he was also a very great scholar. He had lots of students. So she says, why don't you just cover all of your students in this tchilat? That should be good enough.
So he became like that because of his wife's.
Exactly.
This is called pop.
This is called what we saw in the Gemara in Masechet Yevamos. The Gemara says, there's a verse that says matzah and motze. Right? It could be matzah. Could be matzah isha matzah tov. He met a woman, he met good. Or it could be ve'enani motze v'ani motze mar mimava sesa isha. I find it worse than death is a wife. So it depends, right? This is what she was not such a good right. Wife, that's right. So she said to him, "Afik lima de tchelta, take out a blue garment. The kasinu lekulu metiftach. Why don't you cover your entire yeshiva with people in the blue garment?" So this contrast, the wife of On versus the wife of Korach, that's the verse in Mishlei. Chachmos nashim bansa beisa, the wisdom of women built her home. So Ishto shel On ben Peles. That's the a reference to the wife of On ben Peles. She was wise. She built her home. Vivelas beisa, vivelas, and the foolish woman biyada teharsana, with her own hand she destroys the home. So Ishto shel Korach. That's the wife of Korach. Vayakum lufnei Moshe. They got up before Moshe. Vanashim ibnei Yisrael, together with people from the Jewish people. Chamishim umasayim, 250. Yuchadim Sheba Eda, the Torah says they were the special ones of the community. Which means what? Kriye Moe, Shayu Yodim Laber, Shanim Vilikvoa Chadashim. These were the members of courts. They knew the calculations. They knew how to add a month to a year or when to establish a Rosh Chodesh. Anshe Shem, they were famous people. Shayelahem Shem B'chol Olam. They had a reputation throughout the world. So they come and they complain to Moshe. The Torah tells us, Yishma Moshe. Moshe hears the complaints of Korach and his 250 people. Vayipol al panav, and he fell on his face. Mashmu Hashama, what did he hear that made him fall over? Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni said in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, Shechashduhu me'eshes ish. They accused him of having had an affair with a married woman. That's how bad it was. Shenamar, the verse says in Tehillim, "Vayikanu leMoshe b'machaneh," and they were jealous about Moshe in the camp. So let's remember, the Torah teaches, we learned the whole Masechta about this, called Masechet Sota, that if a husband is married to a woman and the woman is a little too friendly with a man outside of the marriage, the husband can be jealous. He can warn her, say, listen, I don't like the fact that you're very close to this man. I'm suspicious something is going on between you and this man. Don't you dare put yourself in a compromising situation with this man. And if witnesses then repeat the warning to her and she ignores it, and she goes into a hotel room or some private area with this man for 5-6 minutes, she becomes a sota. We don't know. Maybe she did something with the man. Maybe she's prohibited to her husband. Maybe she didn't do anything with the man. We just don't know. So she's prohibited to her husband until she goes to the Beit HaMikdash and she drinks the waters of sota. So that's what happened here. Vayikanu l'Moshe b'machaneh Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak melamed shekol echad ve'echad kinyas ishto mi'Moshe. They were so terrible in what they were accusing Moshe of doing that they created a whole narrative that Moshe is a predator who preys on wives of others. So they were all warning their wives away from being with Moshe. They said, "We're jealous of you and Moshe. Don't you dare be with Moshe." That's what the verse says. And Moshe took his own, will take the tent, and he will pitch it outside of the camp. He tries to avoid them because they're suspecting him. Okay, another thing we find in the fight with Moshe and Dasan and Aviram, the Torah says, "Vayakam Moshe." Moshe got up, "Vayelech al Dasan va'Aviram." He goes to Dasan and Aviram. He tries to make peace, and they say, "Lo, we're not going up." Amar Shlakish. Shlakish said, "Mikan, this is the source. Shein marzikim b'machlokas, that you're not allowed to keep a fight going." And so Moshe Rabbeinu, as Rashi says, he forgives his own honor and goes himself to try to stop the fight. Amar Rav. Rav taught, "Kol amatzik b'machlokas." Anyone who holds on to a fight over Balab is violating a prohibition. Shenema, that's the pasuk, "V'lo yieke Korach v'chad aso," and he shall not be like Korach and his group. Now, the simple meaning of this pasuk is that it's a pasuk saying that the miracle of Korach being swallowed by the ground and his group being swallowed by the ground is a one-time miracle. It's not going to happen again. "V'lo yieke," and it won't be again, "ke Korach v'chad aso." That's the literal meaning. But the Gemara is saying that there's also another way to read it, that it's actually a prohibition. And don't be like Korach and his group. Don't, again, hold on to a fight.
Rabbi, do we know if his wife was included in that swollen sinking?
Yes, she was.
She was.
Okay. She was, yeah.
Don't you worry.
Rav Ashi Amar Roi Litzdara. Rav Ashi says that someone who holds on to a fight deserves to get Sarask Sivacha Biyad Moshe Lo. In Ksiv Hasam, and it says over there, "Hayomer Hashem lo od havena yadcha b'chekecha." Again, put your hand into your chest, take it out, it's going to have tzaras. So there again it says yad. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, "Kol acholik ha-malchus beis David roi lakisho nachash." Anyone who fights against the house of David HaMelech, who rejects the rule of Mashiach, deserves to be bitten by a snake. Ksivach, it says over here about David's son who rebelled against him, Adoniyahu, Vayizbach Adoniyahu, Tzonu Vakar Mari, in Evan Azochales, and Adoniyahu offered sheep and oxen and fat cattle by the stone. Ksevasim says over there, Imchama Zochli Afar, with the rage of Zochales, of those who crawl, who slither on the earth. Amrav Chizra said, "Kolacholik al Rabo." Anyone who argues with his teacher, "Kacholik al Ashkina," it's like picking a fight with the divine himself. Shneimar, it says about the group of Korach, "Bahatzo Sam al Hashem," when they were fighting against God. Amrav Chama Reb Chanina, "Kolosam Rivam Rabo." Anyone who makes a big fight against his teacher, starts speaking against his teacher, "Kolosam Shchina," it's like making a fight together with the divine presence. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "Hema Memoriva," these are the rebellious waters, "Asher Ravu B'nei Yisrael Al Hashem," that the Jewish people fought against God. Am Reb Chanina Bar Papa, Reb Chanina Bar Papa said, "Kalam Yisrael Al Rabo," anyone who, starts to spread complaints against his teacher, he says, "My teacher is not nice to me," "Kiyu Yisrael Al Hashchina," it's like complaining about the divine presence, Shinem, as Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron say, "They lo lintu nasechem." You don't have complaints against us, Kiyim al Hashem. You have complaints against Hashem.
So this teacher, the rabbi, is included as a teacher,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
You better be nice to
you. Amar Rabbavo said, "Kol Mahar Acharabo." Anyone who is, you know, you know, wondering about his teacher and accusing him of all sorts of claims. That's making accusations against Hashem himself. As it says, Moshe. The people spoke negatively about God when they spoke about Moshe. Pasuk says in Kohelas, Osher Shamur Luba Alav L'Raso. Shlomo Melech says, I've seen all things. I've seen wealth that a person is so proud of, that he worked so hard for, and it's all for his misfortune. Amar Shlakish, Shlakish said that's a reference to Osher Shul Korach, to the wealth of Korach. That because he was wealthy, that's what led him to fight against Moshe and ended up to be swallowed by the earth. Yeah, because of the arrogance. Absolutely. That's right. The pasuk says that when the earth opened up, it swallowed the families and Veskala Yakuma Sheberaglehem. And all that which stands at their feet. What's the Yakum Amr Balazar Zemamono Shal Adam? That meant all the money. Person's money. Money is called Yakum. Shemamidu al Raglav. It enables a person to stand on his feet. Amr Ablevi said, you know how wealthy they were? Masui Shalosh Meos Prados Levanos. Hayu Maftechos. Shal Beis Gnazav Shal Korach. It was a load of 300 white mules, just to carry all the keys of all the storehouses of Korach. And all these keys were not even metal. And even so, they needed so many mules. V'kulu v'klidi v'kilpi v'degilti. And all these keys and locks were of leather. And even so, even though they were soft keys, there were so many of them, you needed 300 mules just to carry the keys to the storehouses of Korach.
They have a picture of it, yeah, but
it's
shape, funny shape.
Beautiful. So where did Korach get all of his money from? Rav Chanina explained, Shalosh matmonios hitmin Yosef in Mitzrayim. Yosef in Egypt had tremendous wealth because he collected all the wealth of the Middle East. There was a famine. People needed food from him. And he dug and hid three treasures. Achas neskalta l'Korach. And Korach discovered one of these treasures. Achas, another one, neskalta l'Antoninus benas virus. The other one was discovered by the very famous, wealthy Roman who was the friend of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Antoninus. And the third is hidden away for the tzaddikim. They'll find it in the future. Rabbi Yochanan said, Korach himself, Loman Abluim v'Loman Asufim. If you look at the psukim, it's not so clear what happens to Korach. The earth swallows, and then there is a fire that kills the 250 people who come with their pans. But Korach himself, of Ktoras, Korach himself, he was neither consumed by the fire, nor was he swallowed. Loman Abluim, we don't see him being swallowed, because the pasuk says, Veskala Adam Asher LeKorach, and all the people that were with Korach. But Lo Korach, that sounds the people that were with him, but not him. But Loman Asufim, he's also not one of those burned, because the verse says, Ba'achol Ha'eshes Chamishim Mosayim Ish, when the fire consumed the 250 people. It consumed the 250 people, Lo Korach, but it didn't consume Korach. The Masnisa Tana, but the Brisa says that Korach had both. Korach min asufim umin abluim. Korach gets swallowed and he gets burned. Min abluim d'ksiv, that he gets swallowed, as it says, v'tiv lo sam v'es Korach, it swallowed them and Korach. Min asufim, he gets burned, d'ksiv, as the verse says, v'esh yatsam eis Hashem, a fire came out from God, v'tochalas chamishim masayim ish, v'korach ba'adayu. And it consumed 250 people with Korach amongst them.
Not sure.
The verses are not clear.
It's very confusing.
The verses are not clear. Either he was in both punishments or he was in neither. And something else happened to him. Amar Rava said, my yachsiv, what's the meaning of the verse? Shemesh yareach amad zvulo lor chitzecha yalechu. Right, that the sun is and the moon are going to stand, but because of your arrows, God, they move. The sun and the moon went up to a higher heaven, to the heaven called zvul. They said, this terrible thing, people fighting with Moshe Rabbeinu, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World. Imatos Adin Levin Amram, if you're going to make a fight and defend Moshe Rabbeinu, Netzi, then we'll go out onto the world. If not, Lo Netzi, we're not going out onto the world. Achazark Bam Chitzim. So then God threw at them arrows. Amalem, he said, Bechvodi Lo Machitzim. Every morning there are people who take off their crowns and they worship the sun, and you don't get upset. So Bechavad Basavidam Machitzim, but you're getting upset about the fact that people are disrespecting Moshe? So God was upset with the sun and the moon. So after that, the sun and the moon, every morning don't come up that quickly until God pushes them out. Nowadays, the sun and the moon don't come out until Hashem gives them a hit to make them come out. Darash Rava said, "My dechi was meaning the verse." V'im bria yivra Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "And if Hashem is going to create a creation, ufatz adam must pee on the earth, is going to open up its mouth." Amar Moshe l'fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe tells God, "V'im bria gehenom. If gehenom's already been created, mutav great. V'im lab. But if not, yivra Hashem. Let Hashem make it." L'mai. What does that mean? L'mivraya mamash, to create gehenom. V'ayin chodesh tachas Hashemesh. There's nothing new under the sun after the 6 days of creation. El l'kruvei pischa, but rather to bring the opening of gehenom close. Ubnei Korach lo meisu. The children of Korach didn't die. Tana, we learned in a brisa. Mishem Rabbeinu Amu. They said in the name of our teacher, Makom nitbatzel lahem b'gehenom. A place was, made for them in Gehenom. So as everyone was falling, they fell on this ledge. B'yashva alav, and they settled on it. For Amu Shiran, from there they sang a song to Hashem. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana. Rabba Barchana said, Zim nachada. One time, I was going along the way. Amli Yehutaya, there was this Arab caravan driver who said to me, "Tuck, come with me. I can show you where Korach's group was swallowed." Azal, I went. Chaza Tre Bazi, Davakanafi Kitchuminar. I saw these two holes that there was smoke coming out of them. Shakl Gavva Da Amra, he took a clod of wool, Amshaya Maya, and he soaked it in water. V'osei Beresh Rumche, V'achlefei Hassam. And he put it at the top of his spear, and he passed it over these holes. Ichrich, and they got singed. Amarlei said, "Atzis." Amarlei, I said to him, "Atzis ma shamit." Listen to what you are about to hear. V'shamit, and then I heard Amarlei. He said to me, "Listen to what you're about to hear." V'shamit, and I heard Avakami. They were saying like this: Moshe MS, v'toraso MS, v'in b'doyin. Moshe is true. His Torah is true, but Korach, namely Korach and his group, we are a bunch of liars. Amarlei, so this shepherd said, called Lassan Yomin, every 30 days. Mahajilhu Gehenim Kibasar B'toch Kalachas. Gehenim turns them back here like meat in a pot. Amiyachi, they keep repeating this. They keep saying, Moshe V'Torah So Emes V'Hein Badoi, Moshe and his Torah are true. And they are liars.
Rabbi, how come we have in Breshit that 6 days that Hashem created sun, moon, water, and we never talk about Hashem created Gehenom in there?
It's in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It was created on Bein Hashmashos on the sixth day.
6 days was it? Uh-huh.
Nice try.
Dora Midbar Ein Lem Chelek Olam Haba. The generation of the flood. I'm sorry. The generation of the desert doesn't have a portion to the world to come. Tana Rabbanan lived in a brisa. Dora Midbar. The generation of the desert. Ein Lem Chelek Olam Haba. They don't have a portion to the world to come. How do we know that? Shnemar, because the pasuk says, "By Midbar Azayitamu." And this desert, they will expire. V'sham Yamusu, and there they will die. So why repeat? They will expire and they will die. It means the two things. Itamu Olam Hazeh. They will expire in this world. V'sham Yamusu, and there they will die. Olam Haba, in the world to come. And then there's another verse. Hashem ishbati v'api, that I've sworn in my anger. Yem yivauna munuchasi, if they will come to my place of rest. So, Rabbi Akiva, this is the view of Rabbi Akiva. However, Omer Belezer says, "Hein bayin l'olam haba, bayin hein l'olam haba." They will come to the world to come. Shenamar, because the verse says, "Isfuli chasidai, gather to me my pious ones, korse brisi ale zavach, who enter into a covenant with me over an offering." Right? This is the generation that got the Torah at Sinai. This is the generation of the covenant. So they certainly get to the world to come. Elamani mekayim hashem nishbati v'api. So what does it mean? "But I swore in my anger that they won't come." It means v'api nishbati. I swore in my anger. And if I swear in my anger, I can change my mind. V'chazar nibi. Now that I calmed down, I have changed my mind. Reb Yeshua ben Karcha Omer. Reb Yeshua ben Karcha says, "L'nemar pasuk zeh l'keneged doros habayim." This verse of Isfuli Chasidai is a reference to future generations. Isfuli Chasidai, gather for me my pious ones, gather to me my pious ones, Elu Tzadikim Shebechol Dor V'Dor. That's a reference to the Tzadikim of every generation. Kar Sebri Si Alei Zavach, those who enter into a covenant with me, Elu Hananya Mishael Vazaria, that's a reference to those people who are very pious and give up their lives for God, like Hananya Mishael and Azaria. Shemasu Atzmo Toch Kivshan Ha'esh, that they put themselves into a furnace. Ale Zavach, who gets slaughtered. Elu Rabbi Akiva V'chaverev, that's a reference to Rabbi Akiva and his friends. Shemasu Atzmo L'shchita, they gave themselves over to be slaughtered. Al Divrei Torah, to keep keeping the Torah and to keep teaching Torah. Rav Shimon ben Manasseh says, "Boyin hin lolam abba." The members of the generation of the desert will come to the world to come. Shenamar, as it says, "Ufduyei Hashem," and those who were redeemed by God, they were taken out of Egypt. They were redeemed by God. Yeshuvun, they will return. Uvautzi yom berina, and they will come to Zion in celebration. Amar Rabbi Bar Chanan Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bar Chanan said to Rabbi Yochanan, "You know, it's so strange here. Shavkei Rabbi Kiva l'chasidusei." This is so strange. Rabbi Akiva is leaving his normal love. You know, Rabbi Akiva is normally the guy who says, the person who says, right, V'av Liacha Kamocha is the most important pasuk in the Torah. He normally says, everybody is okay, right? The end of Masechet Yoma, Rabbi Akiva says, Ashrechem Yisrael, Lifnei Mi'atam Itaharim, fortunate are you Israel, before whom do you become pure? And here Rabbi Akiva suddenly says, they don't have portions in the world to come. So if I would have been me, I would have found another verse. I would have said, "Shenemar haloch v'karasa b'asnei Yerushalayim le'mor," go and call in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, "Zachartu lachesed nu'rayich," I remembered for you, God says, your kindness of youth. "Avas klulosayich," the love of your initial marriage. "Lechtech achrei b'midbar," how you followed me into a wilderness. "Beretz lo zurah," to a land that wasn't planted. So, umacherim boim b'shusam. So here the pasuk in Yirmiyah is saying that because of that generation that went out into the desert, people are going to go into the world to come. God's going to bring redemption in the merit of that generation. Hey, ma'atzim l'kol shekein. So certainly that generation themselves should be going into the world to come. But it's Rabbi Akiva apparently doesn't feel that way. But it's surprising. It's not typical for Rabbi Akiva to be so down on fellow Jews.
We're at the school, that's why. Prime Minister in Israel.
Mm. Yeah, Menachem Begin, he quoted this pasuk.
Who said this pasuk? Yeah.
It's true.
So, Rabbi, those people that are not born to come, that doesn't include their children.
Right. That's right. That's them. Should that's right.
You know.
All right, another suggestion of people who are in trouble. Haseres HaShvatim. We know there was a divide between the Jewish nation. There was a northern kingdom of 10 tribes and a southern kingdom of 2 tribes, Judea versus Israel. So Haseres HaShvatim, these 10 tribes, Israel, Einan Asid and Lachzor, are not going to come back in the future. Shenehem, as the verse says, Vayashlichem al Eretz Acheres Kayom Hazeh, he sent them to another land like this day. Mahayom Holech Veino Choser, just like a day ends, it doesn't come back. They are gone and they're not coming back. Again, that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lezer says, "Kayoma," said, no, it's like this day. "Mayoma afilu meir," just like a day gets darker, but it also gets lighter. The next morning it rises again. "Afasaras hashvatim," so to these 10 tribes, "Shafel lahem," that it became dark for them. "Kach asid lahayra," and so to it's destined to illuminate for them. Tanar banu went in a brisa. "Asaras hashvatim ein lahem chelek b'olam haba." The 10 tribes do not have a portion of the world to come. Because the verse says, "Vayichem Hashem Yalad Masam," God banished them from their land. "Ba'afu v'chemo v'ketzav gadol," with anger and rage and a tremendous fury. "Vayichem Hashem Yalad Masam," he banished them from their land. "Bolam hazeh," and this world. "Vayashlichem l'aretz acheres," he threw them to another land. "Lolam haba," to the world to come. And then also, they're not getting olam haba; they're thrown to another land. That's Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda ish kvar akom mishum Rabbi Shimon. So. Mishum ben Yehuda, the man of Akko, says the name of Rabbi Shimon, "Imaseim kiyom hazeh, einam chozrim." If their deeds are like this day, namely, what does it mean if their deeds are like this day, they're not returning? So Rashi says, right. If they stay like this day, they're not returning. Vimla, but if they don't stay like this day, that they do tshuva, then chosen, they will come back. Because, you know, they're living in Africa. So if they do tshuva, they'll come back.
Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi says, "Boyim him lolam abad." They will come to the world to come. Shneamers, it says, "Boyomer who on that day yitakab a shofar gadol." There'll be a blowing in a great shofar. Uvo ovdim beretz ashur vanidachem beretz mitzrayim. And those lost in Egypt. Egypt is Africa. That's the 10 tribes. And those lost in Ashur are going to come back to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. Amar Rabbi Baruchan Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Baruchan says the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Shavkir Rabbi Kiva l'chasidusei. Again, Rabbi Kiva here too is being atypical. He's leaving his love. Shenamar, as the verse says in Yirmiyoh. Haloch v'karasas advar ma'ela tzafona. Go and call these words to the north. And say, v'amart, and say, Shuva, Meshuva Yisrael. Return all those of Israel. Me'um Hashem, v'lo apil panay b'chem. And I will not drop my face from you, ki chasid ani num Hashem, for I am a lover, says Hashem, lo etor l'olam, I won't bear a grudge forever.
Rabbi, all these rabbis, they had different opinion, who were, you know, is coming, come back to war or not. What is the Rashi's opinion on these things?
Rashi? He just explains what each one says.
That's it. Yeah. Not, he doesn't have his own opinion on it.
No. My chasiduse, where do we see that Rabbi Akiva normally does try to show love to the Jews and say they have a portion of the world to come? Tanya, we learned in the following brisa. K'tane b'nei Risha Yisrael. What happens when you have a Jew who's wicked? A wicked Jew doesn't have a portion to the world to come. Ain b'an lo l'mabot. So they won't come to the world to come. Shenam, as the verse says, k'nei ayom babo er katanur, for a day is coming burning like a furnace. And all the wicked people are going to be kash, are going to behave, liat osam ayom abba, and they're going to be burned up on that day in the future. Amar Hashem Tzvakos, Hashem the Lord says, Asher lo yazov lahem shoresh va'anaf. The verse says, who will not leave for them a root or a branch. Shoresh ba'olam hazeh, they won't have a root in this world, va'anaf, and a branch, olam abba. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel, that's words of Rabbi Gamliel. And yet Rabbi Akiva, he's the lover. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Boim Him Lolam Abba. He says the wicked people do come to the world to come. Shenamar, and he quotes a different verse. Shomer Psaim Hashem, God preserves the fools. Shekein Korim B'krach HaYam Yinu Kapatya. And in all the islands, they call a young child a fool. For Omer, you have another verse that says, Gudu Ilana, cut down the tree, v'chavluhu, and destroy it. Bram ikar shirushai ba'ara shvuku, but leave its roots in the ground. In other words, it's going to regrow. So even the wicked who have to be cut down, they're going to regrow. They're going to have olam haba. Elamani mekayim lo yazov lehem shorash va'anaf. What is the? How do I fulfill the verse? He won't leave for them a branch or a root. He shall not leave for them a mitzvah or the remnants of the mitzvah that he doesn't fully reward. Hashem will reward all that they do. The root is zunashama, the soul, anaf, and the branch is aguf, the body. But the very wicked non-Jews, everybody agrees they don't come to the world to come. Rebbe Gamliel, Nafkale, learns it for the following verse, V'tovad kol zachar lamo, and you make all of their memory perish. But you see here in this price, Rebbe Akiva says that the Rishayim have olam haba. So it's so striking that Rebbe Akiva, who says Rishayim have olam haba, in the rest of the daf, says about all sorts of different groups that they don't have olam haba. Itmar, we learn, katan ne'masai ba olam haba, a child at what age may he enter the world to come. So, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe disagree. Chad Amar Misha Shanolot, once he was born. Chad Amar Misha Shesiper, once he spoke. Yes.
Sorry, so the
Jews of Israel
now
that
came from the
Yeah. They're all considered what?
From the
side of Judea? Yes. Yeah. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha, Meretz HaKadosh Baruch Hu.